the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the bench. Coach, congratulations on your 81st victory here at BSU. You not only did your team play well and win this game 2-1, you've also now hold the record for most wins as a BSU Beaver head coach. Congratulations, Coach.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. The biggest thing is we got 3 points. I mean, that's what was on the line. Nothing else matters. Just so proud of our group for you know, just playing the way they played. Obviously, we know about the week we had. You know, I just couldn't be more proud of our commitment level. And I asked them to play with energy and passion, and that's what they did. Just some huge blocks there down the stretch by Bergie and Abby. And you know, power play, we came up with a goal, and our penalty kill was outstanding. Lauren Bench was outstanding. Just a total team effort.
It was a fantastic team effort. Going back to that first period, scoreless hockey, you couldn't have asked for anything better coming out of the first 20 minutes, because you know, playing a team like Wisconsin, you guys had to step up, and the pace was so great in that first period, and it was fun to see your team carry that over into the second. But what did you tell your team after that first period in that intermission, you know, that, I mean, they were going toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country?
Well, it's just it appeared at a time. You know, we always talk about the importance of the second period, especially against a team like Wisconsin, because they can trap you and lock you in, and you can really get some long shifts. But you know, I thought we were losing too many face-offs initially in that first half of that period. And consequently, we were in our zone quite a bit, but did a good job keeping them to the outside. And you know, I thought as the period went on, we just started getting a lot better with getting outs and making good changes, and you know, we were able to roll, so we never got overextended. And obviously they scored, and you know, it's really important in a game like this to try to respond, and you know, Jack Cassidy did just that. That was a big goal.
That was a huge goal, because a team like Wisconsin, I know we've played them in the past, once they start scoring, it's like the floodgates open, and the Beavers were able to hold off Wisconsin there, you know, even being outshot as much as you were there in that third period. Nice to see Lauren coming up with some big, huge saves, and of course, more block shots. 18 total block shots there for your team over the three periods. But Lydia Passold coming up with a big power play goal there in the third. You could see the momentum shift. Coach, your power play unit and special teams looked really good tonight.
Well, that was the key. It was the difference. I mean, the game-winning goal was on a power play, and our penalty kill was, you know, I think 3 for 3. So, again, games like this are always going to be important, and certainly it was tonight.
Coach, how do you guys carry that momentum into game two tomorrow?
Well, we just, you know, we said we just kicked the hornet's nest, so we know for sure that we're going to get their best tomorrow. So enjoy it for now, but we got to strap it on and get ready to go tomorrow.
Again, congratulations, Coach, on a big win.
Thank you.